This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. With the weekend just hours away, we now present to you our weekly digest of what film critics are saying about the new movie releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the raucous comedy Waiting, about the wacky hijinks that go on behind the scenes at a generic chain restaurant, Shenanigans. Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris, and Justin Long star.
You know, working in a restaurant's all about learning a routine. You know, everything that Dan wants me to show you, to teach you, all that can be learned in a few hours. But if you want to work here, in this restaurant, I really think that you need to ask yourself one simple question. How do you feel about frontal male nudity?
The nation's critics couldn't wait to pay the check and run out of this dining establishment. Lewd, crude, and socially irredeemable, warns the Washington Post. The New York Times cites a witless farce, and what surely has to be a sign that a movie critic needs an intervention or a vacation or both, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution moans, it makes you never want to go to a movie again. Whew, now that is a bad review. Also in wide release is the female comedy In Her Shoes. Cameron Diaz and Toni Collette star as battling sisters who have nothing in common except size 8.5 shoes. The film is directed by the versatile Curtis Hanson, who has made everything from Wonder Boys to L.A. Confidential. Shirley MacLaine also stars.
Come on, you really don't want to do this right now, do you?
No, but I also don't want you on my couch for the next 3 months.
I'll let you do my resume if you let me do your makeup.
Forget it.
Why?
Well, at some point today I have to face the world, and I'd rather not do it looking like a $20 hooker.
The critics like the way this movie fits. The Hollywood Reporter says the actors are all on their game and Hanson never lets the movie bog down in sentimentality. Rolling Stone calls it smartly entertaining, and the Dallas Morning News raves that In Her Shoes ultimately emerges as a movie of warmth, wit, and wisdom. And finally, we close with Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey in Two for the Money. This gritty drama focuses on the high-stakes world of professional sports gambling. Armand Asante also stars, and here's a tip. Never bet on the Knicks. Psst, I'm a Knicks fan, so I can say that.
Sports betting's illegal, 49 states, including this one. But what we do is not. We are 100% legal, like stockbrokers. Only instead of touting stocks, we advise people on how to bet. Now, if a client wins by taking our advice, we get a percentage. But if they lose, we get zip. So the object here, my dear, tall, athletic, religious friend, is to win.
I can do that.
Well, the critics don't like the point spread on this baby one bit. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer musters up the kindest take. It's engaging enough while it's going on, but has little visceral impact or resonance. The Village Voice growls, Two for the Money turns from ludicrous to incoherent. And Newsday gripes, the story, like Wile E. Coyote, hangs in midair and drops section by section into a deep canyon. Hey, Newsday, if you don't like the movie, fine, but there's no need to drag poor Wile E. into it. The dude has suffered enough. You didn't hear any of the critics who didn't like Waiting bring, like, Marvin the Martian into it.
Thank goodness. I don't like lowbrow comedies anyway. I prefer the early works of the French New Wave masters like Louis Malle and Godard. So there, Earthlings.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.